From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tis the season of flip-flops, not just at the beach. We're talking about the political U-turns candidates make when they want to move to a more popular position. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this story on the concept of flip-flops and the question of whether they are all equally floppy.
Flip-flop has become the political epithet of the season. It's so ubiquitous that it's easy to lose track of what it means. So we checked with Sapphire's Political Dictionary 5th edition. William Sapphire, the author of the eponymous dictionary, says he first encountered it when he worked for President Richard Nixon.
I was doing a speech on imposing wage and price controls, and John Connolly, who was the Secretary of the Treasury then, warned Nixon that he'd be charged with flip-flopping. And Nixon's response was, circumstances change.
Circumstances change for a lot of politicians, and not all flip-flops are created equal. Some are taken in stride by voters. Others are devastating.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
That classic flip-flop was used relentlessly by John Kerry's opponents to paint him as a political waffler with no core convictions. Then there was Mitt Romney, whose campaign this year flopped, partly because Republican primary voters thought he had flipped on too many issues, something John McCain was only too happy to point out.
I just want to say to Governor Romney, we disagree on a lot of issues, but I agree, you are the candidate of change.
But McCain himself is vulnerable to the flip-flop label, too. Here he is on offshore drilling in May.
It would only postpone or temporarily relieve our dependency on fossil fuels.
And here he is on offshore drilling in June.
I certainly think that there are areas off our coast that should be open to exploration and exploitation.
But will that flip-flop hurt McCain? Maybe not as much as his change of heart on President Bush's tax cuts or his new tolerance for the conservative religious leaders he once called agents of intolerance. Then there's Barack Obama, whose recent pronouncements on the FISA bill, NAFTA, campaign financing, and the D.C. gun ban struck some as flip-flops. But he insists they are consistent with his previous statements on all those issues.
This whole notion that I am, shifting to the center or that I'm flip-flopping or this or that or the other. You know, the people who say this apparently haven't been listening to me.
Politicians may never agree that what they say is a flip-flop, but they all know that being seen as a flip-flopper is a very bad thing. William Sapphire.
Anybody can switch on some issues, but if it becomes a pattern, then you can make a powerful commercial about it.
And that's what Obama may have been worrying about when he held two press conferences in one afternoon last week. In the first, he said he would refine the details of his plan to leave Iraq after talking to military commanders on the ground. That sounded like a sensible approach, but it was one that news organizations immediately began reporting as a shift. And since a shift can also be seen as a flip-flop, Obama was back taking questions from reporters 3 hours later.
We're going to try this again. Apparently, I wasn't clear enough this morning. On my position with respect to the war in Iraq.
His position, Obama said, was this.
I would bring our troops home at a pace of 1 to 2 brigades per month, and at that pace we would have our combat troops out in 16 months. That position has not changed. I have not equivocated on that position. I am not searching for maneuvering room with respect to that position.
But he did say that he would get out carefully in a way that would keep U.S. troops safe and Iraq stable. And what if commanders on the ground told him he needed a different timetable to accomplish those goals? Well, Obama said, he would take facts on the ground into account. Sounded like he was laying the groundwork for what could be a future flip-flop, or maybe just another sensible reaction to changing circumstances. It's rare that a politician stands up and says, I changed my mind, and when they do, think John Edwards on the war, they still don't always win. And sometimes flip-flopping is worth the political heat. Just look at the latest Rasmussen poll. Since he clinched the nomination, the number of voters who consider Obama a liberal has declined from 67% to 56%, an indication that he's looking a lot more moderate and pragmatic than he did during the primaries. Just the result Obama may have intended when he flipped, or rather refined, his positions. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.